Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 286, Peace That Guards. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. Stay with that for a moment. Don't let it slide by too quickly. Because Paul is not describing a pleasant feeling, he is announcing a reality that changes everything. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding. That means it does not fit inside the world's logic. The world says peace comes when the problem is solved, when the bills are paid, when the test results are good, when the situation finally clears. But Paul wrote these words from a prison cell, and still, he speaks of peace, a peace that surpasses human reasoning entirely, available in the middle of the storm, not after it. That is what makes this verse so remarkable. It is not a promise that the storm will stop. It is a promise that you will be guarded inside of it. And this peace doesn't float loose in the air. Untethered, it is rooted in Christ Jesus. Paul doesn't say peace will find you wherever you happen to be. He says it guards in Christ Jesus. It comes through him and through him alone. He is the Prince of Peace, and the peace he gives is as solid as he is, as unshakable as his word. That is foundation, not feeling. Now notice the word Paul chooses, guard. In the original Greek, it is a military term, a sentinel, a soldier posted at the gate. God does not leave your heart undefended. He stations a watch there. And it is not a symbolic guard. It is active. It patrols the gates of your inner life when the world is pressing in from the outside. And Paul goes further, he includes the mind as well, because the heart feels, but the mind manufactures. It is the anxious thoughts in the middle of the night, the worst-case assumptions the mind builds when a situation still has no answer, the scenarios the imagination constructs at 3 a.m., the ones that almost never happen but cost so much sleep, so much peace. Paul says God's peace guards that too. Not only what you feel, what you think. And here is what I want you to hold on to today. That sentinel is not waiting for you to be strong enough to deserve it. It is there because he is faithful, not because you are perfect, not because you have no doubts, not because you have no fear, because he is faithful. And that is what makes this peace unlike anything the world has ever tried to offer you. So today, before breakfast, before the day picks up speed, name out loud one worry that is circling your mind. Don't just think it. Say it in words, and with open hands. That posture matters, because it is the posture of someone who is letting go. Tell God, this is yours. Guard my heart. Let his sentinel in. Let his watch begin. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friends.